Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. 10 years ago, the prospects for catching a muskie in West Virginia were pretty dim. Well, today, there's more than the average chance you'll catch a few on any trip. We'll talk more about muskie fishing in West Virginia right after this.
In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
The muskie sits atop the food chain in any fishery, but for years, they weren't all that abundant. In West Virginia, often called the fish of a thousand casts, the DNR set out to try and change that, and they have enjoyed remarkable success in a number of West Virginia waters. Biologist Scott Morrison says they've made some adjustments as to how they're stocking.
We've always had a stocking program, but recently, for some of our waters, especially our lakes, we've changed our stocking strategy to include larger muskies. Basically, in the past, we stocked muskies in July that were 4 to 6 inches long, and we are now keeping those fish at the hatchery and feeding them minnows and producing fish that average probably 10 to 12 inches long, and we stock those in the fall.
There are two reasons. One, they're bigger fish by that time and can better defend themselves against heavier predators. And secondly, the cooler water falls in that time of year, so predators who might pose a risk aren't as active in their feeding habits, and it helps their survival. Morrison says they've been very careful, though, in their selection of the waters where they're putting the muskie.
We put them in areas where we think we have an underutilized forage base, which are generally would be considered suckers, and generally, streams in the western part of the state will have an abundance of suckers, and that's where we've introduced them recently in areas that have that in. And then for our reservoirs and lakes, we put them in areas where we think the waters can sustain another predator.
Now, because of the success, muskie fishermen are beginning to take interest, and others are giving it a try.
Muskie anglers are becoming more popular, and basically if you think about it, these are going to be probably the largest fish that a typical West Virginian could catch in his life would be a muskie.
As for whether the fish are multiplying, there's still some question.
We feel that in streams where we stock our fish, the muskies can reproduce, but we feel in the most part in lakes and reservoirs they do not reproduce. So that's why we annually stock the waters that we want to have this predator in.
Muskie fishing, a fantastic fish, now more abundant than ever, with the real possibility of catching a trophy on every cast in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.